2021 sees the golden age of e-commerce, and many online sellers are taking the opportunity to grow. Key to that growth is finance. But financing e-commerce isn't the realm of the traditional lender. Faced with the opportunity to scale, what solution should the online seller choose? And what's the true cost of working capital? I'm Gareth Martin, and this is How to Be an E-Commerceer. Hello and welcome to How to Be an E-Commerceer, brought to you by TradeBridge. On the podcast today, we're joined by Grant Fraser to discuss the real cost of working capital and what that means for the E-Commerceer.
Hi, my name is Grant Fraser. I'm Global Head of E-Commerce Finance at TradeBridge.
To support online sellers everywhere, there's a range of revenue financing models that have come to market. I asked Grant what revenue financing is and how it works for the E-Commerceer.
Revenue financing is where you're offered a lump sum of money for a fixed fee and it's repaid out of a percentage of your sales as they come in.
At first glance, that sounds like a really good deal for the aspiring e-commerceer. Simply borrow a lump sum of money like a traditional loan, but make repayments only when you make sales.
Sounds great, right? The reality is that those repayments are taken out of your sales on a daily basis, typically 15 to 20% of those daily sales.
So what revenue finance does is show you a 6% fixed fee. So if you borrow £100,000, you'd make repayment on the basis of £106,000. What the revenue finance provider will do is assess and forecast that you'll be able to make that repayment within 6 months, which still sounds like a pretty good deal. Until you consider that you make repayment based on a percentage of your daily sales. So the amount you pay is actually variable. If you're more successful more quickly, you actually make more repayment more quickly. If you successfully sell your products, you could pay the same amount back, just in half the time. Where a traditional loan has a fixed term, and the borrower makes monthly repayments of a fixed amount, this can appear to be less flexible and give the borrower less control. However, with revenue financing, you don't control the amount you repay because it's based on your daily sales revenue. You also don't control the term of repayment, again, because it's based on your daily sales revenue. And what it means is the interest rate on the amount that you borrowed is actually higher because you're paying it off more quickly. Of course, this is only based on you being successful at selling your product every day. So here's the rub and the real question. Why would a lender lend to you if they didn't think you were going to be successful? In fact, to secure finance, you have to demonstrate your success before you start as part of the loan application process. Some revenue finance providers describe themselves as funding e-commerce retailers. And they describe their product in similar terms to startup investment, when it absolutely isn't. I asked Grant what the implications were for the businesses themselves.
So yeah, I mean, you may well feel like you're special and you've been chosen as a fast-growing online retailer. But what you have to recognize is that this actually adversely impacts a growing online retailer. What it simply doesn't factor in, because you've already agreed to that fixed fee, is any change in performance and any flexibility that you might want in terms of repayment.
For the aspiring e-commerceer, what has the appearance of a good deal could actually be a real risk to growth. And what appears to be flexibility of repayment could actually end up costing credit card rates. I asked Grant if e-commerceers were recognizing this risk to their growth and how they responded.
You know, these revenue financing providers are well marketed. They've got great brands. They're well known in the market, and they're good at disguising the exact costs of these facilities. What we're actually seeing is a number of merchants that have taken out these facilities in the past are wising up as to the real cost. Often having been educated by their accountant, or and sometimes their parents as well in certain instances. And now they're looking for something that is a bit more tailored towards their needs.
The right finance arrangement is vital for any e-commerce business to grow. I asked Grant how TradeBridge was supporting e-commerceers and how their solution was different to Revenue Finance.
TradeBridge's facility works very much like an overdraft. First, you're allocated an available facility limit, which you can draw down upon as and when you please. And following any drawdowns, we agree a repayment profile, which is in line with your cash flow needs.
A TradeBridge facility gives you a lump sum of capital from which you can draw down what you need when you need it, and you can make repayment when it suits you best. This gives e-commerceers the flexibility and control to take advantage of peak periods in the calendar like Black Friday, or to capitalize on the season's hot products. Next time on How to Be an E-commerceer, we talk to CEO and co-founder Mark Coxhead about just what the pandemic did for online retail. To learn more about e-commerce finance, visit www.woodsfordtradebridge.com. You can download How to Be an E-commerceer on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Gareth Martin. Thank you for joining us.